In this audio, we are going to tap to live with ongoing fear. Tap on the side of the hand. Take a nice deep breath. Move from tapping point to tapping point, repeating after me. There's a fear that lives inside me. Not just in moments of crisis, but day after day. Quiet in the background, or suddenly loud without warning. It's the kind of fear that doesn't leave easily, because it's been here a long time, because it has a reason, because the world has shown me that not everything is safe. And even though I keep moving, even though I show up and carry on, there's a part of me always scanning, always waiting, always holding tension just in case. And I want to offer love to that part, because it's done so much to protect me, to prepare me, and to keep me aware. Even when it's exhausted from always being on. But I don't want to live frozen in fear. I don't want to live disconnected from myself just to get through the day. I want to build a life where I can feel safe enough, even if the fear doesn't disappear entirely. So I release the pressure to get rid of fear completely. I release the shame that I still feel this way. I release the idea that fear means I'm broken, weak, or behind. I choose instead to make space. To soften around the fear without pushing it away. To let it be one part of my experience, not the whole story. I remind my body that it doesn't have to hold everything at once, that I can pause, that I can breathe, that I can return to this moment where I am safe enough to take one small step at a time, even if the fear stays. I can still build something beautiful. Still love, still rest, still dream. I don't need fear to leave for me to live. I just need to keep choosing presence and compassion. And trust in myself. To move through each moment tenderly, honestly, and without abandoning who I am. Take a nice deep breath and stretch.